Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, each and every one who are joining in with us today. We bless God, we thank God, we praise God for each and every one of you. We welcome you to this, the closing night, our final night of our 2019 end of the year revival, a 7-night revival where our theme topic has been watching for Jesus. And I got to just say it like the old folk used to say, oh, what a time, what a time, what a time that we have had all week long in the presence of the Lord. So we are not going to prolong this evening. We are blessed this evening that we have a husband and wife duo coming, anointed man and woman of God to break the word of God for us this evening. Of course, we have Elder Norman and Evangelist Trina Hairston. Of course, we have our very own Sister Adrienne Allen, who is going to be coming to us in song this evening to minister to us in song. And again, we are excited because, of course, we have each and every one of you out there listening into us this evening. Now, I don't care where you are and what time zone. Text somebody, send a message, let them know. If they have nothing to do this evening, they need to come join us right here at www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom as we go before the Lord for a Holy Ghost party, a good hallelujah time in the presence of the Lord. Our theme scripture for this revival has been Matthew chapter 25. And verse 13, and I am going to read that to you again. Our theme scripture has been Matthew 25, verse 13, and it simply reads, "Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." Again, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Amen. And we know that the word of the Lord is already blessed. The next voice that you will hear from us this evening will be that of Sister Adrienne Allen, who is going to minister to us in song. And immediately after she finishes in singing, you will hear from Elder Norman Hairston, bringing us before the throne of glory as we stick with tonight's affirmation. The breakthrough starts at 11 on night number 7. Y'all be blessed. I'm excited, Sister Adrienne. Let's minister to them in song. Amen.
How can I say thanks for the things you have done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude, all that I am and ever hope to be. I owe it all to thee. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. for the fee he has done. Just let me live my life. Let it be pleasing, Lord, to thee. And if I gave any praise, let it go to with his blood, he has saved me. With his power, he has raised me to go.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor, for ministering in song. Amen. Giving all glory and honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, and to the host of Purpose Kingdom Network, and to our pastors, Pastor Barbara and Bruce Majette at Agape Soul Saving Station Church at 1911 74th Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I don't know if my phone is, can you mute me, please? Unmute me. Praise the Lord, amen.
Yes, praise the Lord. I'm learning the scripture tonight, amen.
Yes, Elder requested I read the scripture, amen. So I'm going to start. It's Matthew, the 25th chapter. I don't think he has my phone. You've got to take your phone. Can you hear me? Okay. So I'm going to be reading Matthew, the 25th chapter, verses 1 through 13. And this is the King James Version. Amen. It says, "Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know not neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his word. Amen. Elder and I count it an honor, a privilege to share this last day of 2019 with you. As I was reading this passage of scripture, and it's talking about the five wise and five foolish virgins, the word wise stands out here is having or showing experience, knowledge, and good judgment. Foolish is the opposite, so it's lacking good sense or judgment. Now, I believe that the virgins knew each other, okay? So I believe they hung around each other, and they knew one another. So the foolish seen the behavior and the character of the wise, and the wise also seeing the behavior and the character of the foolish. Now, you know, a lot of people tend to think of the foolish as being worldly women, but I believe they can be worldly women also, people who at one time knew Jesus, amen? Because it says that in the passage of scripture that the foolish took their lamps, so they knew what to do, but they had no oil. So they knew what they needed was the lamb, but they didn't have what they needed to make the lamb work. But it says, so the wise took oil in their vessels. So in their vessels. So that word in means that they had a relationship with the Lord, amen. And when we think of vessels, the word says that we have this treasure in earthen vessels. So that treasure is Jesus the Christ. Now, we as women of God, when we truly have a relationship with the Lord, we have a responsibility to act as ambassadors in the world, amen? So we that know Christ are to be examples of the believer, and also we are to also bear the infirmities of the weak. It talks about in Titus how it says that, I'm going to read that real quickly, Titus, a second chapter, it talks about Christian doctrine and conduct. So it says, speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. And verse 3 says, the aged woman likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness. And verse 4 states that they may teach the young women to be sober. So here, as I was saying, that when we are children of the Most High God or daughters of the Most High God, we have a responsibility to show the love of Christ. Amen. So it says, so then at midnight there was a cry. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil. So they knew what to do because they watched their lives, right? So people know when you've been with the Lord, they can tell, they can feel the presence of God. But here, they said no. But we know as believers in Christ that when people come to us and ask us for help, the Word of God says that we have to always give the hope that lies within, amen, even though they told them no, even though the five wise told the foolish virgins no. And then it says that the five wise told the foolish to go and buy it. We cannot buy a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, amen? Thank God that we don't have to buy salvation. Salvation is free. But we know the word says that, we often heard it says that the anointing costs you something. You know, we get that by staying in relationship with the Lord Jesus the Christ. And that's why the foolish virgins were able to go to the wise virgins and ask of oil. because the five wives had that relationship. Amen. And then it goes down to say that they knocked on the door, but the door was closed. We as children of God, or we don't ever want to be in that position where we miss God. We don't. That's why, and the last scripture says that, watch therefore, for you know not neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. So now I'm going to bring on Elder, because he wanted me to expound on the scripture a little bit. So here he comes. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yay, God.
I want to give an honor to God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and to everyone at the sound of our voices tonight. I'm going to really try to keep my composure, you know, on this hour that we're in, going from 1 year to the next. So I'm going to just try to keep myself calm, because I just know it's someone out there tonight, you know, really looking forward to this coming year and looking, you know, at the things that they've been through this whole year, but yet to God be the glory for the things that he has done in 2019 and the things that he about to do in 2020. Amen. So I just thank God for the things that they y'all had all week, and how, you know, it in my mind, it puts me in a place of preparation. See, preparation is everything. You know, everything that we do, you know, you have to be prepared to do it. It's just like with me, you know, and I just want to talk a little bit about how, you know, I love the fight game, and I'm a fighter, and we all know about the boxing game, and so when a boxer takes a match, he knows that fight is coming, so he knows what he has to do to be prepared for that fight. Amen? Mm-hmm. So the one thing that the scripture, where it says no man knows the day or the hour, you know, is a beautiful thing, because that just lets us know that we're not in control of time. Oh, glory to God. So I just think, so no matter what, you have to be prepared for the next coming of Jesus Christ. This word tonight is not only for your believers, but for non-believers. So whether you want it to happen or not, whether you think it's going to happen or not, or whether you know it's going to happen or not, Jesus Christ is coming back, and he's coming back soon. Amen. And it says that we do not know the day or the hour, so we must be prepared.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, yes.
We must be prepared for the things that not only that he has done, but for the things that he's about to do. Saints, we really have to get in a place and a mindset to be prepared to what Jesus is about to do. And his coming can be no better than anything that we can imagine. Amen? So our theme for tonight, oh, glory to God, is making preparation. Amen? And preparation is something done to get ready for an event or an undertaking. And there's no better event and no more expounding or greater event than Jesus coming back.
Yes, hallelujah. Yeah, God.
In the world, we should be glad to prepare. You know, one of the things that my mom used to, when she left the house, she would say, listen, when I come home, this house better be clean. Oh, glory to God. Somebody understand what I'm saying. So I don't care what you did all day, you make sure you prepare for your mother or your father or your parents to come in that house. Well, you can put yourself in that mindset. No matter what you've done, no matter what was going on, you have to keep the mindset and you have to prepare for Jesus Christ to come back, because you don't want him to come back and find your work undone.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, glory to God. So preparation is just to make ready for an event or being made ready for use. How many of y'all out there coming in 2020 want to continue to be used?
Yes, God? Amen. Yes,
oh,
yes.
Who wants to be used? If you felt like you weren't being used, if you felt like you weren't being prepared in 2019, well, you have all the time that you got coming up in 2020 to do the same thing.
Yes, oh Jesus.
Amen. So something done to get ready for an event or undertaking. Making ready or being made ready for use. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. So somebody out there saying, well, how do I prepare and be ready for the next coming of Jesus Christ? Well, you know, first and foremost, we are a three-part beings. We are made up of three parts. And then also, too, there's three things. You have sanctification. You have glorification, and you have justification. But justification is the first thing, which is that no matter who you are, I don't care if you're a Bishop T.D. Jakes or Bishop Tutu, nobody is more justified than the next. Oh, glory to God. Because no matter what you've done, it is God who's the one who brings you out of darkness and brought you over into the marvelous light. So you are all justified by God. Oh, glory to God. And man cannot give you that. We are all justified by God. So somebody said, well, how do I make myself prepared? Well, I'm going to continue on. And then there's sanctification, glory to God. Sanctification is to set apart, to be set apart. And that's an ongoing process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's not like you will always get it right. So it's a process. So you have justification, which is from God. Then it's sanctification, which is a life that you, as time goes, a process and a way of living. But then the last one there is glorification, which we will all get glory for our bodies. Glory to God. So to do that and to be prepared, you say, well, what do I do? Well, there are some ways and some things that you can do. But I just want somebody to understand at the sound of our voice tonight, in this new year that's coming up, no matter how it seems, no matter how it looks, if you just keep your mind stayed on Jesus, he will keep you in perfect peace. I mean, there's no other thing. I mean, there's a lot of things that's going to happen because the Word of God says these things are going to happen. But I'm really starting to get to a place to understand that if I keep my mind stayed on Him, then it is nothing that I can overcome. You know, that's one thing about preparation is that when I was in school and the teacher would never tell you when you were going to have a pop quiz because she always at least let you know you need to stay prepared so you can pass the test. Well, in order to get some things done, preparation has to take place. The one thing you cannot do, saints, is to get discouraged in the preparation time. You don't want to get discouraged because no matter how it seems, everything, a lot of times that's going on for you is all preparation for where God is trying to take you. So understand that preparation is not a bad thing. Preparation is a good thing.
No, it's good. You know, and we have to, you know, you did mention, though, it all starts with accepting Jesus Christ, you know, as your personal Savior, you know, because it's important. That's the first step, you know, because the Word of God says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son first, you know, and that's the first way, the first step to get to justification and then glorification by accepting Jesus.
Yes, and that's good, because a lot of times we think we have to do so much, you know. That's why you have a lot of discouraged people, you know, sitting in church for years because they think they have to do a certain thing. But there is no greater miracle in the world to be born again. That's the greatest miracle that can ever take place. And knowing, but it is a great feeling to be, you this, you know, we don't know the day or the hour. We don't know when the pop quiz is going to come. We don't know what's going to happen. But isn't it a good feeling that when those things come up, you know, it will not affect you because you prepared?
Yeah.
Oh, glory to God. Yeah. So if the teacher walked in the classroom and said, "What do we want to have a pop quiz?" You can look at the faces of people who said, "Wow, I didn't prepare. I didn't study."
Right.
So, but then you can look at the faces of the people who said, "Well, I'm ready for this."
Right.
Oh, glory to God. So somebody out there said, "I want to be ready." Well, I'm telling you, all you have to do is just to keep your mind on Jesus and know that he's coming, and you will be ready. Glory to God. 2020 will be the year. Forget those things that happened in 2019. Forget those things that are behind you. But just focus on the fact that, yeah, I'm going to stay prepared. I'm going to do thus says the Lord. I'm going to do what I have to do because I know what Elder and what evangelists were saying, that Jesus Christ is coming back. So I have to stay prepared. So I hope this word, you know, just burns in your mind and in your heart to let you understand that, again, whether you like it or not, whether you know it or not, whether you want it to happen or not, I know you ain't married yet. I know you don't have that house yet. But I'm telling you, Jesus Christ is coming back, and it is vital that you be prepared. Glory to God. Amen. So somebody's asking the question. Okay, I'm going, well, what do I do? What do I do to stay prepared? Glory to God. I'm glad that you asked. I'm glad you asked, evangelist. Because there's some things that I wrote down that will help you, you know, in this time, and, you know, this new life, or even in an old life. Some of us have been saved for a long time and still feel like, you know, sometimes that you know, we don't get it right, or still feel like, you know, like, wow, when is he coming back? Oh, I wish he'd hurry up. You know what I'm saying? Come, Lord Jesus. You know, all the nonsense that you see up on the news, come, Lord Jesus. Well, I'm going to tell you, one, the first one is this, I love is this, is live in the light of his first coming. Live like this first coming. If you profess Jesus, then live like it. So Jesus was born in a manger, and he died on the cross. Well, we know that. So if you profess and to know of his first coming, then you need to live like it. I'm not saying that people are not going to fall. I'm not saying you're going to make mistakes. But if you profess, if you say you're an ambassador of Christ, then you need to act like it. People need to see, as soon as they see you, that you live and speak, especially when you open your mouth. But you should live like this first coming. You should live like you know he's coming again. Amen? And number two, it says, be discerning. Let no one lead you astray. You know, there's a lot of things going on out here in doctrines in this world today. Actually, today I even actually had an encounter on the job with a Jehovah's Witness, and you know, and we just told the young lady, you know, Happy New Year, and she said, "Well, I don't believe in that." And I said, "Okay, you know, that's fine." And then she went on to, you know, why she don't, and she's a Jehovah's Witness, and she don't celebrate this and celebrate that. And then she went on further, and it just amazing to me, you know, that belief system is a powerful thing. Unbelief and belief is very, very powerful. It's amazing what people believe in today. It's amazing what people receive today. No matter what people believe, no matter what people think, it is Jesus Christ plus nothing. Jesus Christ plus nothing. Glory to God. So it says, be discerning.
Yes.
Let no one lead you astray. If you gave your life to Christ, let nobody come to you with a banana in the tailpipe to keep you stuck, to try to make you think that it's more than Jesus Christ. He said, nobody comes to the Father yet by me, and that's it, period.
Glory to God. Mm-hmm.
So let no one lead you astray.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah.
The first one, if you haven't heard, it says, live in the light of his first coming. Live like his first coming. If you confess Jesus, then live like it.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if you say you are an ambassador, then live like it.
Mm.
Don't be at work and acting one way, and at church on Friday and something like that another way. Or even when you're at home, you acting like it, but then you go somewhere else. No, you can't do that. And then again, too, be discerning. Let no one lead you astray.
Mm.
Ah, glory to God. So he said, number three, he said, accept the uncertainty. It can happen at any time. Jesus Christ can come back at any time, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. Again, I know you ain't got certain things, and I know, you know, this didn't happen, and I know you ain't maybe got that job, but yet, one thing for sure, two things for certain. It is nothing you can do about it, so you need to just accept the uncertainty, because it is not your time, it is God's time.
Yes, oh God,
really. All right, glory to God. God's going to allow it to happen, and he's the only one who knows when it's going to happen, and it is nothing you can do about it. You can debate about it. You can try to figure it out. You can throw numbers off on a billboard. You can do all kind of mathematics and all kind of scientific nonsense, but there's nothing you can do about it when it was going to happen, so the uncertainty can happen at any time, and we can't as man control that. Ah, glory to God. So you might as well accept it.
Mm.
Accept it, saints. For the believers and the non-believers, and especially the believers, accept it. Yeah, I know it's hard. I know some things that, you know, say, come, Lord Jesus, but it's going to come in a time that when he wanted to come. So you might as well accept it.
Mm.
Amen. So it's not in your time.
Amen.
But it's in God's
time. Mm.
He said, one day, it's as 1,000 years.
Mm.
And 1,000 years is just one day. So there's no time in God. Time is for us. So you might as well just accept your uncertainty.
Mm.
You can't control that. So you might as well accept the uncertainty. Chapter 2, be discerning. One, live in the light of his first coming. Live like it's his first coming. If you profess Jesus, then live like it. 3, accept the uncertainty. Amen. 4, saints, don't lose hope.
Mm,
please don't lose hope.
Mm.
Please don't lose hope. It's a lot of people who say they love God. It's a lot of people professing Jesus Christ. But it's a lot of people who are throwing up their hands, evangelists.
Mm.
Throwing their hands up, saints. Because they're losing hope.
Mm.
Throwing their hands up. I'm going to tell you that's a trick of the enemy. That's a bamboozle. That's a hoodwink from hell. Do not lose hope. Because if you are in Christ, there is always something that will take place for your good.
Mm.
So don't lose hope. Amen? You can't lose hope. If you lose, if you lose hope, somebody could be watching your life. If you lose hope, what would that do to them?
Mm-hmm.
You might be all the Jesus that they see. Your neighbor could be watching you from out their window to see how you live. But they see you lose hope, and they say, oh, wow. Mm-hmm. You know,
keep the faith. Yeah.
You don't know who's watching your life.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know who on your job see you every day, love your smile, love how you go through adversity. Love how you deal with situations. But, man, some people right now, at the sound of my voice, change the atmosphere on their job. So if you lose hope, can you imagine you can change the whole atmosphere of that job for the negative?
Mm.
Hold on to your faith.
Mm.
So don't lose hope.
Oh, Jesus. Don't lose it.
It is vital that you don't lose hope because somebody is watching your life. Mm, glory to God.
Yeah, gotta keep the faith.
Mm-hmm. So 2020, I'm telling you, no matter what happened, but don't lose hope. Because of some greater things to come. Some good things to come.
Yes, the
word of God says without faith, it's impossible to please him. So you've got to hold on to your faith.
You have to.
I know sometimes, you know, we're thinking of, you're talking about watch for, you don't know the hour. You know, people have been saying for years and years, he's coming back. A lot of people say, yeah. You've been saying that for years. He ain't came back yet. But keep your faith because he is coming back one day.
Yes. You're like a scoffer. You say, where's your God? Where is he? They laughed at Noah. Wow, they like, Noah ain't never, you know, an old boat on dry land.
It ain't never rain.
You know, they never seen rain before. So this coming, this second coming, is going to be astronomical.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be greater than anything you ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't lose hope because it looks like, you know, the non-believers are getting richer. The non-believers are moving ahead.
Mm-hmm.
That's the lie from the pit of hell.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what you do, so like you check two steps forward, something's going to get two steps back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't lose hope.
And I want to piggyback on it too, babe, because, you know, even now we're talking about the second coming, a lot of times people lose faith because they think that the things that God promised them should have happened by now.
Mm.
But we got to remember, it's going to happen in God's timing.
Yes.
God says he knows his thoughts and he thinks toward us. That's the peace a lot of people to bring you a bright future.
Yes.
He knows exactly what we need and when we have. Oh, God.
Yes.
Hold on to your faith.
Yes.
God hasn't forgotten.
Yes.
Mm.
He said you got to stay prepared.
Yeah.
You have to be prepared. The worst thing in the world is to be caught off guard.
Mm-hmm.
You have to stay prepared, saints. You have to be prepared. Amen. Listen, don't lose hope. Number five, let's encourage one another.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You know, we as a people sometimes, you know, have a bad way about lifting up one another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a spirit that's running rampant throughout the land because I see you continuously do what God called you to do, and you continuously work at what God has gave you as far as a gift, and you prepare it all the time, and you work, you do what you have to do. You know, somebody should encourage you and continue the courage to continue to do what you do. But we have a way about us that we get to a place of jealousy, you know, and I want to encourage. You know, sometimes, you know, especially pastors and especially people who was on the front line, you know, sometimes all they need is an encouraging word. So, you know, Pastor, you know, I just love what you do. You keep continuing doing what you're doing, Pastor. You know, Pastor, you know, I see that you was looking a little bit, but come on, man of God. Come on, woman of God. You got to keep on fighting a good fight. You know, we got to encourage one another. And you see your brother down and you see your sister down. You need to just go over there and give them a hug and give them an encouraging word and let them know that their work is not in vain. And what they're doing is not in vain. No matter if man is not giving a pop, God sees what they're doing.
Yes.
So encourage somebody with that word.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage somebody and let them know that God has called them for a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. So encourage them, lift them up. We have to encourage one another, instead of just downing one another, as in knowing and seeing that abuse with a brother or sister is going through. Sometimes you don't even have to say much, just say, you know what, I love you. God cares for you. Or even just slide a $10 or $15 in their hand can encourage them, especially if you discern that they're going through something financially. That's an encouragement to know that somebody's thinking about them in a financial situation. Amen. So encourage one another.
Thank you, that's fine.
Amen. And number six, to live as if the day is the day that it could happen. Oh, glory to God. We ought to live like Jesus is coming back right now, because it could happen.
Mm-hmm.
We ought to be Holy Ghost jigging all over the place because we know that he's coming. His word is true. What he said is going to happen. So we should be dead.
Yes.
We should be happy. We should be joyful. We should be living like God.
He said, the things of, so he said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and they have not even entered into the hearts of man of what I got for you. I'm telling you, we saints, we need to get that in our minds and know that when he comes back, we go, I'm telling you, we're going to Holy Ghost jig all over. Glory to God. So we should live like that.
Mm.
We should be glad to live like that. I ain't never seen so many down Christians in my life. And sometimes I'm talking about myself. Glory to God. We ought to just keep our minds in knowing that he's coming and that, that no matter what we're going through, he's going, just his coming with his fishing. In a blink of an eye, all the stuff you've been going through ain't going to be but a mere thought. A quick thought, it'll be gone just like that. Because the Bible says your life ain't but a vapor anyhow. Glory to God. So just like that, you can be right on the other side. You can say, hallelujah down here. Thank you. And Jesus up there in front of Jesus. Glory to God. Just like that. So we ought to live as if the day that it could happen.
Because
it could happen at any time.
That's good. I like that. You use right, be prepared. That's why, you know, we ought to be paid daily. Because, you know, sometimes there's sins of commission and omission. You know, a lot of times we might offend somebody, we don't know it, or even we do know we offend somebody. We always have to repent daily, you know. Because you're right. It might not just be a coming, he might be ready to take us home to glory, you know.
Amen.
So we have to always be ready, you know.
And understand, you know, understand that this word is for it to encourage you. You know, so I just want to kind of really quickly talk on, if somebody's out there and this word is scaring you, don't take it, you know, this a little harsh, but you should be scared. And the reason why I say that is because you remember when your first fight and somebody hit you and you never fought before? And you got hit, it scares you because you weren't prepared. You weren't prepared for it. You ain't never been in no fight. So, but the next time, you said, well, when you learn how to fight, well, you was ready. You weren't scared no more. You was ready. You was prepared. So if you're scared, then you need to get prepared. Glory to God.
Wow.
If you're scared, then get prepared. So somebody, if you're scared, then get prepared. Because without, it's a positive to preparation, then there's a negative to when you're not prepared as well. Worst thing in the world was if somebody tell you to be on time, and you don't prepare yourself to be on time, and then you get there and it's too late.
Jesus.
I told you, hey, look, man, I need you to come down to this bank at 1 o'clock. I got $1 million for you. And if you're doing everything else for being prepared to get to that bank, it would be by the time you get there, then you're just too late. The bank is closed. So you didn't prepare to be there on time, then you just lost out. There's some repercussions for not being prepared. So live as if today is that it could happen. And, you know, be not caught with your work undone. Amen. So number 7, our final one. It says, keep on doing what Jesus has called you to do.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, God. Oh, Jesus.
What he has called you to do, you should do it with unction. You should do it with fire. You should be glad to do it. You should do it, and only you won't get paid to do it. You should do it.
Yeah.
He called you to do it. Because that matter of fact, what he called you to do is going to sustain you until he comes back. You don't find yourself getting weak. You don't find yourself getting weary. You don't find yourself, you know, getting a little depressed. Then you need to take a step back and say, am I doing what Jesus called me to do? I don't believe that I can't preach or teach the word of God. And if I'm not talking about the Lord, immediately I can just quickly go into a depressed state. Because guess what? What he called me to do, it is in me. He said, greater is he that is in me than is he that is in the world. So I got to continuously do what he has called me to do. Amen. Amen. Because when you get away from that, glory to God, you should be able to see. So wait a minute. I ain't doing what you want me to do. Everything else is more important. Don't major in the minor things. Don't make everything more important than what Jesus called you to do. I don't care how much amount of money they offer you. I don't care how big the house is and how much they want to pay you for that job. Don't make things of this world more than what Jesus has called you to do. Oh, glory to God. Because that's not going to sustain you till he's coming. Till he comes back. That's not going to sustain you. It's just not.
That's good. Yeah, I know. You know, and truth be told, when we're not doing what God told us to do anyway, there's a dryness, there's a barrenness, there's a sadness, there's no life, you know, and you lack passion. So we always want to stay in tune with what God has called us to, because in our calling, we're flourishing. In our calling, we're happy.
Yeah.
You know, there's life in our calling.
Yeah, so in 2020, saints, which will be in about 15 minutes. Stay prepared. Remember who you are. If you don't know who you are, then go to God and find out who you are.
Yes.
You know, say, God, well, who am I? You know, and why am I here? And God, I want to be prepared and stay prepared because I want to know for sure where I'm going. Glory to God. So in 2020, get into a place of preparation.
Yes, that's good.
Because no man knows the day or the hour. Amen. We're gonna do an altar call of salvation. So someone, if you heard this word tonight and pricked your ear and pricked your heart and we said, I hear what you're saying, but I don't understand, you know, but, you know, I don't even know, you know, who I am and, you know, I don't know, you know, what I need to do. You know, first and foremost, if you don't know that you're saved, then you ain't saved. Glory to God. You should know that if you're saved or not. So if you want to be saved tonight and you want to get in a place of, you know, being prepared for the second coming of Jesus Christ, then you just need to repeat these words and of this prayer, and I guarantee you, just like that, you will become a part of the family of God Almighty and Jesus Christ, His Son. Amen? So it says, Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. And I ask you for forgiveness. I believe Jesus Christ is your son. I believe that he died for my sin and that you raised him to life. I want to trust him as my savior and follow him as Lord. From this day forward, guide my life and help me to do your will. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you said that prayer, I guarantee you, your life will immediately change as quick as you think that it can't change. Glory to God. Whether you feel it or not, whether it don't look like it or not, you are now part of Jesus Christ. Amen. No matter what kind of insurance you buy, whether it be Nationwide, whether it be State Farm, whether it be whoever, the best assurance you can have is the assurance in Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
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 All be well. Enjoy your 2020. Enjoy the rest of your night. And to God be the glory for the things that he has done in 2019 and for the things that he is about to do in 2020. Amen.
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 Father God, in the precious name of
you. Let me do a closing prayer. Let me do it?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if my mic is on. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Thank you for that word, Elder. Being prepared, because we don't know when the hour is going to come, when the Son of Man will come again. Mm-hmm. Amen. God is good. So let us look to the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the precious name of your dear Son, Jesus the Christ, God, we thank you for the word that we heard tonight, oh God. Let your word just resonate in our spirits so that we may please you in all things, oh God. We thank you for what you've done for us in 2019, but we're believing for greater things in 2020. God, we just thank you because we believe in you right now for higher heights and deeper depths in you. God, right now we just ask you in the mighty name of your dear Son, Jesus the Christ, that everyone who listens on the airway tonight, that you meet every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God, right now as we go into the year 2020, Lord, we want to go in with more power. We want to go in with more faith. We want to go in with more favor. We want to go in with more blessings from on high. God, we want to go in with a new determination to want to please you in all areas of our lives. So God, as we come tonight, God, we lay all on the altar. You know all about us. You know every need, every desire, every plan that you have for our lives, oh God. We open up our will to your will. God, let your will be done in our lives. God, we thank you, Lord. We believe you should do the impossible in 2020. We believe you for saving our souls for our household, oh God. We believe you for healing in our bodies, Lord. We believe you for peace of mind. We believe you for the joy of the Lord to be our strength. God, we believe you for every promise that you've made for our Abel Shanda. God, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We edify you. We lift you up, oh God. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. God, let us hide your word in our hearts, oh God. Let us know who we are in you, Lord. Let us know why you created us, God. Let us know our purpose in this life, Lord. Because we're only here for a season. We're only here in time. And we're going to pass from time into eternity. But God, while we're here, Lord, let our ways be pleasing to you, Heavenly Father. Let us do all that you put onto our hands to do in Jesus' name. God, we thank you, Lord. God, we thank you. We profess, we carry Boshanda. We speak healing in 2020. We speak joy in 2020. We speak deliverance in 2020. We speak financial miracles in 2020. We shall be the head and not the tail. We come behind another thing in 2020. Hallelujah, God, we praise you. We thank you, Lord. Elevation. Oh, Rainbow God, draw us closer to you. Let us hear what you want us to hear. Let us see what you want us to see. Let us speak like you want us to hear. Let us love like you want us to love. Lord, God, let our whole labor. God, we want to please you in everything, Lord. And God, if we've done anything that wasn't pleasing to you, God, let it go down under the blood of Jesus. We offended anyone, oh Lord. God, forgive us in the name of Jesus. God, we love you, Lord. And God, as you bring every power, God, we lift up every spiritual leader in the body of Christ around the globe. God, we believe you for power from on high on 2020. We believe you, God, that the pastors will lay hands on the sick. We believe you that the bishop is able to shine. God, we believe you for the labels. God, every pastor, every bishop, every elder, every apostle, every prophet, every deacon, every deaconess, every missionary, every praise and worship leader, every musician, every choir member of the whole body of Christ, Lord, amen. Oh, God, we praise you. We magnify you, Lord, in 2020. Everyone that's in authority in the land, every ambassador, Lord, every God, you hold the place for all men, Lord, every president, God, God, everyone that's in authority in the name of Jesus, God, even the police officers, Lord, shall bring up before me, the ones that are working in the community, they have a community at heart, Lord, God, even the ones
2020. Lord, keep the neighborhoods covered, the inner cities, Lord. God, Abel Shanda, the youth, remember Abel Shanda, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for what you're doing. God, continue to raise up intercessors and supplicators. God, raise up Abel Shanda. God, remember every mother in Zion, every father who's praying. Oh, God, have your way. Have your way in 2020, Lord. God, let the body of Christ do great things. You said they that believe their God should be strong and find you expression. God, we thank you. We praise you. And Lord, remember the brokenhearted. Lord, those who are mourning tonight, God, touch them. Let them know that we demand joy for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. God, your word is true, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Everyone who's missing their loved ones, Lord. Everyone who passed in 2019. Lord, those who are about to give up because they lost a loved one. God, touch them right now. Strengthen them right now. God, move in their lives. God, Lord, breathe life in their whole shot. In the name of Jesus, God able, God we need it. God, you are able to do the impossible. God, we thank you for what you're doing. God, we praise you. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. God, restore marriages, Lord. Restore relationships between mother and daughter and father and son. God able, in the name of Jesus, God, we praise you. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for 2020. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. But most of all, God, we thank you for your son, Jesus the Christ. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for hearing this prayer. And God, remember the wealthy in the land, the people who have bounties, God. Let them give out of their bounty. Let them give to the poor in Jesus' name. God, let them, no one should be homeless, God. No one should be hungry, Lord. There's too much wealth in the land. There's too much money in the land. God, let them continue to give those who are given. Let them continue to give, Lord. You're not just concerned about their money, but you're concerned about their souls. Lord, those who don't know you are the partner of their sin. God, send someone to minister to them. Don't let them be like the unable. Don't let them build bigger bars here. Let them kill. In the name of Jesus. God, you said it's you that gives people the power to get wealth. God, let them give. Let them not able shine. God, we thank you, Lord. We praise you. Great is your faithfulness. And God, someone's in need of a touch, Lord. Someone's just been diagnosed with cancer. But God, you're bigger than cancer. You're bigger. You're the greatest surgeon. You're the greatest healer. God, you can heal Abel Shanda. You can heal every disease and every sickness. God, you're bigger. Yay, God.
Mm.
Yay, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, yay, God. Oh, God, your presence is here. You're moving. God, remember every host on Purpose Kingdom Network. God, remember the visionary, Pastor Troy, God. Me, her, me, Lord. Me, with Sister Adrian, God. Me, with Dominique, Lord. Brother Rob, God. Brother Abel Shanda. Brother Aaron, Lord. Everybody, Abel Shanda. Oh, God, we thank you for what you're doing. Encourage the host, Lord. Meet every need. We believe you for greater in 2020. We believe you for bigger things in 2020. We believe you, Lord, going into a new decade. We believe you, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you. God, you're doing great things whereof we are glad. God, oh Lord, you're worthy. We thank you for this time of being in your presence. We thank you for the word that was shared. And God, if someone listened tonight that accepted you as Lord and Savior,
yes.
God, work on their behalf. God, move in their life. Oh God, if someone needs encouragement tonight that was our able Shanda. Oh, God, refreshing glory. God, we thank you. We praise you. We love you, Lord. We thank you. And as we leave this party, Boshanda, as we leave this network, this airway, but never to leave your presence, God, keep every home covered under the blood of Jesus. Let your angels camp around about us, Lord. Carry us into 2020 with a new rainbow shanda. God, we thank you for meeting us here at the appointed time. So, God, we give you all the glory, all of the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name that we pray. And, God, as you lead me to pray for our jobs, God, God, you said promotion comes from the Lord. Oh, God. God, they may be the means, but you are our source. Yay, God. Oh, God, God, we thank you, Lord. Because all that we have need of, your hand has provided. So, God, again, we thank you for hearing this prayer. In Jesus' name, that we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you for joining in tonight. God bless you. And we already believe in the Lord for a prosperous new year, a healthy new year, a favorable new year, and a powerful new year. Remember, God loves you. And we love you here at Purpose Kingdom Network. Good night.
Jesus led. Jesus led.
He raised me. I will not lose. He saved me. I will not lose.